Take reel four, and it's Tom Barlow. You're just paying this £5 back, Tom, weren't you?
Yeah. I get my account interest. They took it.
Oh.
Well, when I came out of the I came on leave before I got demobbed. Well, because it was my home and such, I left it when I was 18, and I went then. And she said, Persian Maps, I said, what do you want? So I'm on leave. We're going on holiday, we're not leaving a stranger in our house.
Stranger?
And that was me.
Yeah.
My father went to my grandmother's, who was still alive. He came back, because he was a very inoffensive gentleman. And he said, oh, you can stay at grandmother's. I said, no, don't bother. Went back to the army.
Mm.
Went back off leave.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, there was nothing for me there. So I came out, when I came and stayed with our sister. Then I went one Saturday night with friends, went to Lim and met Alan's wife.
Yeah.
She'd been married, but her husband got killed in the Middle East.
Right.
And eventually we got married. And we've been married now for nearly 50 years.
Wonderful. You didn't think about staying in the army?
No.
Didn't cross your mind at all?
No, never.
No.
I've had some good times in the army. I've had some rough times. But it's something I don't know. It wasn't my cup of tea. Mind you, I go now. I was there last week, but once at the Leyland to a chap named George Wilson, the lieutenant in the regiment.
Mm.
And he had an operation before last Christmas, but up till then, for the last few years, 1 month he'd come here for lunch, he'd go out for lunch, and he'd go back and pull the traffic on the M6 Holland, I go to their house.
Yes.
See, and it's same as the other people have got to know, and with a regiment, because it's a county regiment, and a county regiment is like a family. If you know what I mean, it's like a family. If you were in that regiment, well then, you're part of the family.
Yes.
And this is how it's always been. But I never wanted to stay in the army. I thought years after, well, I might have been allowed to stop in and gone on for promotion.
Yeah.
You know, but my idea when I joined the army was to get out as quick as I possibly could.
Yeah, they didn't give you any stripes at all when you were in there?
Not as a dispatcher either.
No, no.
But I had the choice, if I wanted to go for promotion, I'd have had to stop that job and go in a rifle company to get promotion.
I see.
So, well, I didn't fancy that.
Yeah.
Now the signal officer, Eric Ashcroft, and I pulled his leg, you know, and last time I met him, it was at a reunion dinner, and I said to his wife, Renee, very nice woman, talks very way back, but she's very nice, and he's very nice, he was in the diplomatic corps.
All right.
And I spoke to her on the phone once, and I said, is he there? She said, no, he's gone to Australia, he's gone to cricket match. Oh, I said, well, this is a gentleman who wants a date with a nice lady from Blackpool. How are you fixed? And then I could see your mind working. And then she said, oh, Tom. And she said to me once, she said, well, Eric thought the world of you.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, why didn't I ever get any promotion? And I remember at this dinner, and I said to him, by the way, I said, I like you in Duffers, I like you £5. You never paid it back. I said, if you work £5 over 40 years at 5%, work out how much you owe me. And he thought it was serious. You know, and then he thought he was pulling my leg.
Yeah.
But she said, he thought the world would go. I said, well, I never got no promotion. But he told Helen, he said, oh, he said, I thought a lot about Tom. He said, but of course, he said it to her, he said it to me. He said, because he was always reliable.
Yes, yes.
He said he was always reliable. He could always rely on me.
Yeah.
But yeah. I was an innate that suited me. So, though I didn't get much money, I got away with a lot.
Yes.
Which I would have done.
Well, the way you describe it, you had a certain amount of freedom there, didn't
yes,
you? With
a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't have got on any other.
No. No.
So, there was no chance of promotion. But then again, I wasn't in the army to try and get promotion as such.
No.
If I'd have got promotion, all right, I'd have enjoyed the money. But which did you want?
Of course.
So I went for the motorbike. I came on the motorbike and it got me a lot of perks that I wouldn't have got, and it's also got out me out of a lot of duties I would have had to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I never had to do guard duties and anything like that, and as I say, the Sergeant Major couldn't come and order me around.
And in any case, better than being in a rifle company, I would imagine.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. And your chance of living is a lot better than being
I'm
in
sure.
a rifle company.
I'm sure.
Once you go abroad.
Yes.
So, I stuck to that job once I got wounded. It suited me. I could do, had a lot of leeway of things I could do. I could get the perks that other people, we could get perks that other people, like, you know, go to the cookout and get
yes.
extra. If we don't come by, we don't we stop in the cafe. We weren't tied down like then. I could go out on the motorbike and just go to the signal off, sign this, we'll get on what means eight signage.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. What about your mates? You got wounded, Tom. Any of your mates wounded and killed, presumably?
Oh, yeah. The old dude was one that just panned out and he got killed on the beach.
Yeah.
All these, in the signal section was probably 32 men, and I would imagine on the landing, or the 2 days up to the after the landing, 12 of them got killed.
Really?
Yeah, about 12 got killed on the landing.
Because
there was one chap there, he was a Lance Corporal in the signal. And I always remember him, there was two of them, both Lance Corporal. And they kept themselves in there. They didn't drink, or very little, and they didn't smoke. And I was always pulling one's leg, his name was Wilson. And I don't know why, I'm saving my money for when I get out. I said, but you might never get out. I said, if people go abroad, you could get killed, and somebody else could go get your money. He was married. I said, your wife would get married again. You know how in the army you are. Your wife would get married again. She could, he's going to get all your money. And I felt guilty after he did get killed.
Oh dear. Yeah.
You know, he did get
killed. Yeah.
But you say things in the army like that, and you don't really mean them, but you say things.
Yes, I suppose you have to be a bit sort of jokey, don't you, to take your mind off the serious things.
I mean, you'd argue with them, but you'd share your cigarette, you know.
Yeah.
You'd argue with them and you'd fall out with them, but at the end of the day, if somebody else, a stranger, come in, you'd click together like that.
Yeah.
And
you'd
really bind to one another. You wouldn't, nobody else dare interfere. But it was like, as I say, it was like a family regiment. County regiment.
Like a family. Yeah. And what about your family? Did you have any family? No family.
No. I started, I went back to the aluminium company, and I couldn't get the job I thought I should have had. But my sister had left. She died shortly after. But while she was there, she was a superintendent.
Yeah.
And she had pull, because that's how I got a job in the first place. But she'd left, so I had no pull, so I got a job in testing. And eventually, we bought a house on the estate over there. Struggled to pay for it, really struggled to pay for it on a mortgage. Anyway, they built some shops there, and I went after one, and I got it. And we opened up with fruit and veg.
Oh, right.
And fish, flowers. I knew nothing about fruit, veg, or flowers, everything. We opened it up, and we weren't doing very well. And then I went after a license. Well, in those days, if you get an off license, you could print money. And I went to court, and all the breweries packed it, went against it, put people in, and turned down. I went 6 months after. But what I've done in the meantime, it used to be a small area of this, and it was run by the different county people around the world. And I got into touch with this woman. Her husband was chairman of Cheshire Council. Her friends were solicitors, women, or her husband was solicitors, who were on the bench. I went to her. She said, well, there's nothing I can do. Then she rang up. She said, well, there's Mrs. So-and-so's on. I've had a word with her, but anyway, I went back in court. And she was chairwoman. And I got the license.
All right.
But they put an appeal in there immediately, but then they stopped, they didn't. They cut him and got the license.
Yeah.
So that then turned me around.
Yeah.
Because I had a license then, and there was no cut prices then.
No supermarkets as such.
And it was on the estate.
Mm.
Anyway, eventually somebody came from a local hotel and asked me, can you let me have some beers for this hotel that broke it, let me down? I said, well, I don't wholesale. Well, just chat a little bit myself, so I did. So with that, I got in touch with the brewery, and eventually I got some little kegs off them, and they were giving me 6 pence a gallon, which was nothing, but still, I took it. And from there, it turned, I went a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger, and I ended up in the warehouse in Warrington.
Oh, right.
And,
well, wines and spirits?
Beer, wine and spirits.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
So I had the off-license down there, and I had the warehouse, and I built it up. We struggled really hard, no two ways about it. And we built it up till we got part of a business going. And we were buying from Green Hall. In fact, we've been abroad a few times.
Mm.
We run that. Then I wanted to retire and brought a niece, which is dead now, her son in, and his wife. And I had a woman working in the warehouse who was doing well. But they'd only do so much. And then I retired as such. And they'd only do so much. And then as they started bringing beer from the continent down the side, and then they started all this cut price, and then the big brewery started cutting price.
Yeah.
The business started going down and down because they wouldn't put the effort in. But in the meantime, we were supplying a club, Crossfields, Union Livers, been built about 10 years. They had one previous to that, but they built a new one. And they kept buying a bit off us, and the two breweries we built it was Bass and Tepley's. Anyway, they got buying off us, and what happened was, once they put an RV to Tepley's and it didn't come, so they asked us to supply it. So we supplied it, but unfortunately for Tepley's, Tepley's sent the invoice for what they hadn't supplied. We supplied it with Tepley's beer that week, and our bill was £200 cheaper.
Right.
So that made them think.
Mm.
But they were doing as what all clubs do. Everybody had their finger in the pie. And so eventually I said to him, well, look, I'll pay myself. If I pay myself, but you just can't get up and you'll pay that loan off. So they agreed, so I paid myself, I think, somewhere about 70,000. Anyway, you got still more in the mire with Tatters, and Tatters going to put the boot in. So I thought, well, they put the boot in, and it was up for sale. I could lose £70,000 here.
Mm.
So what I did, I went in, I said, I'll pay Tatters off and you sell me the property. They did. So I had to pay another 90,000, and we took the club over. Well, the steward was sacked right away, because I knew him. And we had the assistant steward, and he took over, but he was always playing tidy, but he didn't like work.
Yes.
And the assistant steward, who was useless. Anyway, when I had this last illness, the warehouse side had gone down quite a lot. And the only way we could be talking to him was for me to go in. Well, I got my age, I don't want to be doing it.
No.
So we sold the warehouse. Not the business, just sold the property. And moved to the club. And then in May we closed the warehouse side down because it wasn't doing anything. And the club carried on, but we got a lady from, then the manager gave his notice in, which was a good thing. And I got a lady from the Masonic Hall who ran the bar there. She's gone in the club. And she's running the club and she pays me so much a week.
I see.
So the more she makes, the more she gets.
Yeah.
And she pays me. And she's doing pretty well. She's turning it round where the other fellow is getting nothing. She's getting outside partying, christenings and all sorts. And she's building it up. Now, it's going to take a couple of years, but she's putting the effort in.
Hmm.
So I just go once a week and collect the pennies.
Nice. Well, Tom, thank you very much. That takes us through to the end. You're now 78, as we said earlier on the tape, retired, and enjoying your holidays to Cyprus.
Yeah, our house in Cyprus.
Yeah. Enjoy your next one.
Well, we're going on the 22nd of September.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much, Tom.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
I've gone on a bit, haven't I?
No, it's lovely, thank you.